This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Hello, and welcome back to a quick little bonus episode of Green and White, brought to you by Argyle Life. Argyle have announced their first signing of the January window in the form of 18-year-old centre-back Ashley Phillips from Tottenham Hotspur on loan until the end of the season. Phillips rose through the ranks of the Blackburn Rovers Youth Academy from the age of 12 and has since represented Wales at the under-16s and England at under-17s through to captaining the under-19s. Last season, he played 14 times in all competitions for Rovers, starting nine of those, and at the season's end, he was named the LFE Apprentice of the Year for the Championship. That sounds prestigious. Hopefully it is. I'm delighted to welcome Dan from Rovers Chat to give us the lowdown on our new man. How's things, Dan?
Yeah, good, thanks. Thanks for having us on. We've been speaking a bit this year, haven't we, with everything going on transfers-wise. It's been I weren't expecting this many chats, but no, I'm really glad to be on and looking forward to discussing Ash Phillips.
Yeah, it's been a bit mad. I'm sure I'm going to have a little bit of a dig about Niall Ennis at the end, so we'll get
you
on to that.
You go for it. You go for it.
You were just saying there that you've had a bit of a mental January already, haven't you?
Yeah, we have, yeah. We are expecting a quiet one, given a few financial issues with the owners getting money in, and suddenly, like I was saying to you off air, the first day back at work, we decided to sign two players and loan a captain out to Ipswich. So if that doesn't sum up a Blackburn Rovers window, nothing does. It's been a hectic start, and I imagine it's only going to get more busy and, you know, more hectic as we go on.
Yeah, I mean, as a fan of a football club, it's not been the best window so far. But if looking at it purely as a content creator, which I loathe to call myself, yeah, it's been quite good in terms of eyes on and ears onto the content. First and foremost, then, really simple, open-ended question, really. What, can you just give us a run through of the player that we've signed and what his main strengths are?
Yeah, just a bit of a background into Ash Phillips first. So came through the ranks at Rovers, like you mentioned. He was kind of started being talked about when he was 16, 17, played for the 21s or the 23s as it was at the time. So, you know, he was playing 6 or 7 years above his age range, and he looked settled for his age. He doesn't look like what you probably expect for someone of his age. He's a really tall, well-built defender. I thought he did quite well for us last year. The only issue for us was that he was tempted to move away when he was 16. And for anyone who doesn't know, essentially, you can kind of just give a week's notice on your scholarship and say, right, I'm off. But Rovers managed to get him tied down to a contract for 3 years, which were the maximum you're allowed for a 17-year-old professional contract, that is. But we had to put a release clause in to kind of get him in. And that was the issue, that we put this release clause in that apparently varied by how many games he played. I don't know whether that's accurate or not, but that's something that come from the club, that this contract, essentially, the more games he played for us, the higher that release clause would go. And we knew last summer he was off. He was kind of hinting at being off. He weren't really involved in pre-season. And Tottenham came in and bid about £2 million or £3 million, I think it was. And Rovers, unfortunately, had to accept it. Really good business for a 17-year-old, don't get me wrong. But it always felt with Ash that Rovers were trying to get games into him because, one, because of the player, but also financially. And last year we was I say unfortunately involved in a playoff battle. Unfortunate for Ash, because ultimately, if we'd have had 10 dead rubber games at the end, they'd have had these 10 games to kind of play regularly. So it just got to a stage last year where the manager and the board had to sit down and say, look, we know we're going to lose Ash in the summer. Do we play him and risk a playoff chances by playing an inexperienced player? Or do we just take the hit on the money? And they agreed to take the hits on the money, which were the right one in hindsight. And like, who throws away a playoff chance when you have one, even though we didn't make it? So, yeah, in terms of the player, is to actually answer the question, really tall stature, well built for his age. To consider, he's probably got 3 years left of growing. Scary, actually, when you look at him. He's comfortable with a ball at his feet. He wins the stuff in the air like you'd expect. I think this is a really good move for him. I think he's going to a club that will let him have time to develop, that need players at centre-back, judging off social media, you know, reaction to the signing. And it'll just give him a chance to play football and play proper men's football. I half expected him maybe to actually get a go at Tottenham with all the issues, but I get the reluctance when he's at his age. So, yeah, I think Plymouth's a really good place to go. Obviously, I know the manager's got the new manager's got England connections as well. So just a good place where he can go and settle in. He'll have a crowd behind him. He'll get backed as well. So, yeah, I think it'll be a good move for him.
Yeah, you touched on a few bits there. Obviously, did well enough of yourselves to earn a move to Spurs for a few million quid. And just how far do you see this lad going, like, realistically? Is he ever likely to be a Premier League player, in your opinion? Or
100%. I think he's...
Oh, nice.
I honestly think he could have made that step this year, you know, with the odd game time and that. But I think he's in that situation where he's got the age on his side. He's not a normal under-21s player that's actually 21 or 22 and wanting to go into men's football. Yeah. 17, 18, well, 18 now, isn't he? And he's just in that position where he can have 3 years playing at a level that might be below where he wants to play. But getting 100 games behind him at this level, I think, would be so beneficial. And for me, the sky's the limit. You don't captain England under-19s for no reason. I think we see with England as well that normally the captain of England is normally a Chelsea and Man United player. He was still doing it when he was at Rovers. So I think that also just really shows you how big, you know, people are for him, how many people are talking about him. Like last year, all we heard were Tottenham fans going on about Ash Phillips. And for me, he's got this future that could go on and be anything. Just hopefully he has it at the right club, because we know getting chances doesn't always happen for these young lads that, you know, really do well at 17, 18. They can sometimes fade off. So Premier League for me, without a doubt, he could reach that.
Oh, nice. Well, he might not do that with us. I don't think promotion's on the cards this season just yet. More just trying to stay in the league. So hopefully he can get some minutes under his belt, like you said. To counter that then, are there any like real weaknesses we should worry about?
I just think it's an experience. I think it's learning the game. You know, we see it with the defenders that make 200 appearances. He will make mistakes. I think what we did well at Rovers last year was whenever we're playing, we'd put an experienced centre-back next to him, and that centre-back could kind of guide him through the game. You could see we played against, I think it was West Brom at home on the opening day, and Ash Phillips started. And Daniel Ayala next to him would basically be like, Ash, kick it away. Ash, boot it. Ash, you do this. And kind of just protect him. So, like, every cross that come in, Ayala would come across. And that's just the way Thomason did it with him, that he knows he's inexperienced, but just settle him in. And for me, he looks settled. There's not too much weaknesses. I think if I start picking weaknesses out, I'll be doing it for the sake of it. It's just youth. It's just that lack of inexperience at this level. You might see that. You never know. You might get him back next year, and then you've got that, you know, developed player that you've already spent 4 or 5 months working on.
Yeah, as I say, just like nitpicking if you're looking for stuff. So, yeah, I was going to say, is there anything you would say to anybody that questions his lack of appearances at this level or in men's professional football in general? Is it purely just give him time and he'll be fine?
Yeah, just give him time. I think he's at that situation, Ash, where because he's at such a big club, it's hard to get in. We know what it's like at that level where Tottenham can afford to go out and buy a centre-back every season, and he just needs that bit of time. For anyone doubting him, I get it. I get the worry of having an 18-year-old at centre-back, no matter what club he's from. I get that worry, but you've just got to back him to keep going and back him to do well. I think he's going to a club, I feel, that doesn't have as much expectations as other ones, which I don't think it's harsh as saying in terms of this year. I think it's a matter of, you know, staying up, like you say. And I think that will help him, because if he'd have gone to a big boy in the league and he's getting watched every week because everyone focuses on Leeds, don't they, and Leicester and all that in this league, that he's going to get time to develop. I'm sure the Plymouth fans will give him time. And for me, that's the biggest thing for him. Time. That's, like I say, you might get him back next year. That would probably be the ideal situation, wouldn't it? That you build him in this year and then next year you can give him, you know, a full season there.
Yeah, I think every Argyle fan knows full well that he's going to come to us, have 6 months, play really well and go somewhere else on loan. I think that's...
We get that feeling as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry, it happens.
Yeah, you were saying as well before we start recording that some of your fans weren't best pleased that you didn't go in for him. Was there ever a chance that you were going to get him back, or do you just not really need him?
I just feel we do need a centre-back, but his issue is that we've got three centre-backs ahead of him that are senior, solid centre-backs. We're in really poor form at the moment as well. I just think you're in that situation where if he come to us, we couldn't guarantee him that game time, whereas I feel Plymouth, with a few centre-back issues, will be able to give him that game time. We'll be patient with him. Rovers fans wanted him back, but it just won't be the right move. I don't feel him coming back up here for 6 months would be the right move. I think he needs to go out of his comfort zone, and I don't think he can get much further away from home than Plymouth. So for me, I think it's perfect for him to go out and actually experience that loan spell, because we just wouldn't give him time. We're three centre-backs, we're buying another one in. You know, does he want to be fifth? He might as well be fifth choice at Tottenham instead of being fifth or fourth at us. You know, we're not going to risk it now that we're struggling a bit.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Obviously, we're still yet to see what Ian Foster does in terms of tactics and style and stuff, but it looks more likely to be a four. Would you say he's better in a four than a three? Or did you? I suppose you've not really tested him in a three, right?
No, we haven't too much, really. We only did it in pre-season his first year here. No, he played in a two, well, in a four at the back, two centre-backs. Like I say, we're always with someone that would guide him. And if he's got that at Plymouth, I think that'll help him. I think he's developing that more.
Sort of really missing at the moment. It's like the really experienced centre-backs. Obviously, we've got Lewis Gibson as well, who's 20, maybe 21, 22, 23. He's in that age bracket. Like, yeah, maybe we just need a Danny Bart from Norwich or something.
Yeah.
Somebody that's a bit wiser. Maybe that's it. Before you go, then, obviously the aforementioned dig about Niall Ennis, I think, has got to be asked whilst we've got you. How's Niall getting on at Ewood Park? Has John Dahl managed to sort his injury record out at all, or just do we need questions asked?
I think we still need questions asked. Do you know what? He's actually been around the squad a bit recently. I won't say he's been taken to very well by Rovers fans. He just keeps getting 20 minutes off the bench, 25 minutes. You can see a player there at times. It was like you mentioned on our show at the start of the year that there's a player in there, but keeping him fit is probably the hardest thing, and it's absolutely come true. I'd love to see him succeed, but yeah, I've not seen enough of him to ever say he will be a success.
Maybe some things at Blackburn are not top class. I think that's enough of the digs. But no, really appreciate you coming on. Cheers, mate. Thanks for filling us in on all things.
No worries. Thank you for having us on, and all the best to Ash and for Plymouth for the season. Looking forward to the game at Ewood.
Yeah, hopefully get up for that one. I think Stoke is the only one I'm missing to the end of the season. So
you're not missing anything, don't worry.
We'll have to find you. We know your local pub. I won't publicise it, but we'll come and find you there for a quick pint. But cheers, mate. Thank you.
No, thanks for having us on.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club. Because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.